It's 8:36. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have Rich back in with a look at local news headlines. But we have a couple of guests in our studios right now from Ruth's House. We have Susan Stout and Han Fuchs Aldrich. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
You have, boy, it's that time of year again where the annual get-together, the Helping Hearts 20th annual event is coming up. Why don't we start off, though, by those, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Ruth's House, the services you offer. Susan, why don't you start off, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, I'm happy to. First of all, I should say that this event that's coming up is for Ruth's House as well as Sarah's House. Mm-hmm. We have a sister facility here in Northfield called Sarah's House, and I'll tell you a little bit about both of those. Ruth's House has been around for about 20 years. Was started in Faribault, and Ruth's House is a crisis shelter for women and children. And many times folks find themselves in a situation, maybe domestic violence or poverty or some sort of situation that leaves them homeless. And they come to Ruth's House, apply to come in, and we help them to get a new start in life. We not only provide what some people might call eats and sheets. It's not just a place to sleep and a meal. It's a home for many months for our residents. And while they're at Ruth's House, we help them to get on with their life and get the next step planned. So maybe they have to finish school. So we'll help them to get enrolled and finish maybe a college degree. Maybe they're having employment issues and might help them to get a job, help them to find their own apartment so that they can move on and take their next step in life.
You also mentioned Sarah's House here in Northfield. That's I think the last time we talked with some folks from Ruth's House, that was still just being developed. I'm not sure if that was even open yet. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I'm sure you offer the same services, but tell us about that.
Yeah, we've been open over a year now. Sarah's House is a smaller facility. We can accommodate 5 women. We don't accommodate families there. And this is what we call a sober house for women who are coming out of drug and alcohol treatment and need some place to go for a while they get settled and get started on in the next step of their life. So Sarah's House has been highly successful. We're full almost all the time, as is Ruth's House. It's been running long waiting lists, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw a big uptick, unfortunately, with COVID and the shelter in place and such. And that evidently hasn't really eased a whole lot over the course of the last, maybe it's been about 3 years now.
Unfortunately, it hasn't. And I can say that stress in society comes out in the need for crisis shelter. And society is still stressed, and there's still poverty, and there's still domestic violence, and there's still problems that force people to have to look toward Ruth's House. And thank heavens we're there. We provide really excellent services, and hopefully we will continue on as the years go by. We've been in existence for 20 years in Faribault. That's a pretty good run.
Yeah, it is. Let's talk about the funding. I know the staff and everybody involved with it has to hustle. You get a lot of funding from many different sources because, you know, it's a nonprofit and you need to explore every option. But one of the big things is the Helping Hearts, the annual event. Let's talk about, how, you know, the importance of this to the operations and the ongoing welfare of Ruth's House and the people involved with it.
Well, The Helping Hearts event is our premier event of the year, and it is the major fundraiser for Ruth's House and Sarah's House. So without this event, we wouldn't be able to meet our budget, and our budget goes towards staff, it goes towards maintenance of the house, and this is the most important fundraiser of the year. We're not a government agency, so we look to the community to support our efforts. And this is where the community steps up and and helps us out.
Let's move it over to Han and talk to you for a bit about the event, the Helping Hearts. Tell us about it.
Yes, absolutely. So this is the 20th annual Helping Hearts event, and it's taking place on Saturday, February 11th, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the American Legion in Faribault. And I got to tell you, after 2 years of hosting it virtually, we are so excited to be back in person this year. We are aiming to get 300 seats or tickets sold. We're working hard at that. So it's important for us to do so. Like Sue said, it is the biggest fundraiser of the year, and it will go towards the operational cost of Ruth's House. Believe it or not, it costs a lot to run Ruth's House.
Oh, I believe it.
So tickets for the event are $99, and they can be purchased online on our website at ruthshousemn.org or by calling our office.
The importance of this, and the importance there's, I get, importance of just getting together, gathering as a group, people who have who like to donate to the cause. You know, you have a like minds and people who have a lot of things in common. Boy, just that live gathering is going to be a good thing for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the theme this year too. This year's theme is called Spruce It Up because there's always sprucing up to do around the house, right? The shelter is historic, meaning it's really old. There's always a lot of things to fix. And we're encouraging guests to wear their best flannel attire, and we will be awarding prizes for the best Lumberjane, Lumberjack attire that evening. And even Paul Bunyan's going to be attending.
Oh,
so he'll be available for photo opportunities with the guests.
How about Babe the Blue Ox?
He's bringing his big axe, though. He's not bringing an ox, but he is bringing a big, big axe.
All right. Wow. It sounds like a lot of fun. What else will be? Would you have like an auction or anything that's going to be going on? Or
absolutely. So there's going to be a dinner and program. Our auction dessert, we have right now over 35 different desserts. A raffle drawing for a $1,000 Delta gift card. We'll have a silent auction and live auction. Something different that we're doing with the silent auction this year is we're going to have it available online. So people that are not able to attend the event that evening can also still bid on the silent auction. So right now, it looks like we have over 50 items donated from local businesses and outside of Rice County. So that's wonderful. And then we have 7 amazing live auction items.
I like that online auction. You know, we've had a number of organizations that have been doing that through the years, and I was not the first person to figure that out.
Yeah.
But I have figured it out, folks. You people, if you're not technically oriented, but you'd like to do it, it's not that hard. And you can just go online. It's all right there. You can update your bid throughout the night if you can't
attend. Right, that's right.
Yeah, it's a good program. It's a good thing. I really like that. Once again, we're talking with Han Fuchs-Aldrich and Susan Stout from Ruth's House, the Helping Hearts event, the 20th annual event. It's coming up this Saturday.
Next
Saturday, February the 11th. That's right. That's a week and a half from now. Okay,
yep.
February the 11th from 5:30 to 8:30. What else do we need to know about the Helping Hearts event or about Ruth's House and Sarah's House?
Well, we are hoping that we get a good turnout to this event because, as we said earlier, this is our premier event of the year to support the services that we provide. And the kind of services that we provide are not your typical services of a shelter. We really do have an intensive amount of staffing. And you mentioned earlier about what's happening with the since the pandemic. And one thing that you need to know is that Ruth's House and a number of nonprofits really suffered during the pandemic due to staffing shortages. It's hard to find staff during those times when we were uncertain about infections and we were taking all these extraordinary precautions to keep everyone safe. We have had to work very hard to keep our staff, and we've had some turnover during the pandemic. Things are looking great right now, and we have an excellent group of staff, but we need to be able to support them, and this is the event that helps to do that.
Wonderful. It's a great event. I mean, just go for the dessert auction alone is worth it. And you can, and open up your hearts and your wallets. And it's a wonderful cause. And it's a service that people who don't need the service don't really think about it too much. But for those in need, it is invaluable. Invaluable.
That's right.
Anything else? Any last words?
I guess my last word would be that Ruth's House and Sarah's House have enjoyed a tremendous support from the community. And this community of Rice County has always been there for us. And we're so grateful for the support that we get. And we're happy to be able to do the work that we do. And we're thrilled that the community just steps up for us year after year.
We appreciate the work that you do at Ruth's House. And once again, the tickets are available on the website. Is that correct?
It is. It's available for purchase on Ruth's at RuthsHouseMN.org/helpinghearts or by calling our outreach office.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And have a good time when everybody gets together. It's a wonderful thing.
We're looking forward to it.
Enjoy it. Yeah, that's what we need in the middle of winter, to get together and see some other people. I hibernated all weekend, and it's like, oh, boy, now I'm ready to go. Maybe next weekend. That is, once again, Susan Stout and Hon Fuchs-Aldrich from Ruth's House.